This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been a hot summer. You know, and as I say that, I realize to say that in southern Arizona, hot summer, that's redundant, right? But this summer felt really hot. And to add insult to injury, the summer monsoon at our home, at our place near the banks of the Guadalote, it was poor. So a dry summer, at least for us, and moisture only in the form of sweat and tears. I had the hot summer malaise. I felt like I was plodding through my days. I waited for a hint, you know, a signal that would indicate fall wasn't far away. And finally, one recent early morning, I stepped outside into pre-dawn darkness. I muttered to myself, whoa, it feels sort of chilly. I checked the old Taylor thermometer at the barn door, 55 degrees. Oh, my goodness, don't tease me, Mama Nature. Next morning, in the 50s again, hot summer blues be gone. No no more plodding. I'm doing the fall fandango. Oh, no, I know. We're going to have some more heat. No problem. But mornings in the 50s, a bounce to my step and thoughts of what jacket I'm going to wear in October. Well, you know, monsoon may have skipped over the Mosquito homestead, but Ms. Mosquito and I know we can sometimes find moisture in the nearby mountains. It may be a creek running, or maybe just plants and animals responding to rain that they had received. So on a day when we wanted to escape the dry heat of home, we drove into the hills and walked up a favorite rocky trail. An interesting trail because it cuts along slopes and cliffs, thinks rocky cliffs, on the north side of a small mountain. North side, think shade, think moist nooks and crannies. Oh yeah, think cool, shady temperatures, think black-tailed rattlesnakes, canyon tree frogs, the ubiquitous yarrow spiny lizards cavorting, hummingbirds diving into thickets of blooming sage. Walking that trail, you know, 2-3 miles per hour, oohing and aahing. What's this? Look at that. The oaks were shrubby, Quercus rugosa, Quercus chrysolepis. Oh, let's see, there were lots of cool flowering plants. I should tell you at least a few of those. Heuchera sanguinea, coral bells, bright red flowers in little nooks, Echiandia, flavescens, Torrey's crag lily, pine leaf penstemon pinifolius, blooming, salvia limoni, blooming, lemon sage, Rubus parviflorus, thimbleberry, Holodiscus dumosus, mountain spray. But I got to tell you about just one that I just fell in love with there. On a slope that had some soil, there was nodding onions. There were nodding onions. Pink flowering nodding onions. So a scape, it's a stalk with a flower. It goes up the middle of long green leaves. Right at the top of this scape, this flowering stalk, it bends over. And there's a cluster of flowers. That's the umbel. The umbel bends over. It droops. It's nodding, like me in Art History 101, 1968. It's nodding. Nodding onion, Allium cernuum. Allium, the ancient Latin name for garlic, and then it's applied, it became the genus of garlic, onions, shallots, leeks. The species name cernuum means nodding. Nodding onion is found pretty much all over North America, only like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states where it's absent. Of course, it's in the northern Mexico, but almost all over North America. I'm thinking it should be our national flower, that little pink nodding umbel. That should be our national flower, Allium cernuum. It's red, white, and blue. But that nodding umbel of pink flowers, is that sweet? Oh, my goodness, it's sweet. Nodding onion, you know, adding a little more spring to my step on that day. I'm telling you what, I'm going to dance my way through the heat and into fall. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.